From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria, with nearly 100 groups committed to observing a so-called cessation of hostilities. The truce was brokered by the United States and Russia and took effect at midnight Damascus time Friday. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. Less than an hour before the temporary truce went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power said that all parties know that difficult days lie ahead.
This resolution endorses a set of practical, concrete steps, along with terms to which the parties to the conflict must commit to reduce the violence and create space for a long overdue political transition.
At the same meeting, UN Special Envoy to Syria Staffan de Mistura announced that he will reconvene intra-Syrian peace talks if the cessation of hostilities holds next month.
I intend to reconvene based on consultation with the Secretary General and hopefully with your own approval, the talks, the intra-Syrian talks, on Monday, the 7th of March.
The truce does not apply to the Islamic State and al-Nusra Front terror groups. Iranians cast their ballots Friday for the first time since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Some 55 million Iranians were registered to vote for members of the conservative-dominated parliament and the Assembly of Experts. The Assembly monitors the work of the Supreme Leader, who has the final say on Iran's foreign policy. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed and more than 30 others injured in two powerful explosions and gunfire in the Somali capital Mogadishu Friday evening. The Somalian government has said so far it has confirmed the deaths of 10 people, including at least 4 attackers. Witnesses and security sources say the death toll is twice that number. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump has won the endorsement of one of his former rivals, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Christie says that Trump has the best chance of winning the November election. The endorsement could give the billionaire businessman a boost ahead of next week's crucial Super Tuesday nominating contests, in which 12 states hold primaries or caucuses. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders face off Saturday in the South Carolina primary. Clinton has won the Iowa and Nevada caucuses, while Sanders took the New Hampshire primary. The International Football Federation elected Gianni Infantino as its new president on Friday at a Congress in Zurich. As Henry Ridgewell reports from London, the 45-year-old Infantino has promised to clean up world's football's tainted governing body.
Gianni Infantino won with a majority in the second round of voting, gaining 115 votes from the representatives of 209 nations. He pledged to rebuild the scandal-hit organization.
I want to work with all of you together, with all of you, in order to restore and rebuild a new era in FIFA, a new era in FIFA where we can put again football in the center of the stage.
Infantino won 27 more votes than his closest rival, the favourite, Bahrain's Sheikh Salman Al Khalifa. Hours before the election, FIFA passed a set of reforms aimed at cleaning up its image. Many believe the reforms don't go far enough. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year, although growth was still disappointingly low. The Commerce Department said Friday that 2015's fourth quarter saw the gross domestic product expand at a 1% annual rate. Experts had initially put the GDP growth rate at 0.7%. This estimate is a routine revision that's based on more complete data. A White House economic advisor says that growth faltered late in the year because of falling oil prices, cutting investment in that sector, and global demand for U.S. exports slowing. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.